Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Jemiah. I'm the supervisor on the floor. How may I assist you today?
Yes, ma'am. I bought some stuff on Amazon, and for some reason, the person I talked to said there was an agreement on terms that if I buy that stuff on so $7 or $6, then I'm agreeing that I'll pay that stuff for $89 and another one for $87. But there's nothing like that which says that I didn't agree on anything on Amazon. So unfortunately, my card will charge those fees.
Okay, give me just a moment to pull up the account.
Okay.
Okay, let's see. So it has the name Cephas in Cube. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Yes.
So let me explain what's going on here. So the things that was purchased, I don't think this probably was through Amazon. I'm thinking maybe it was through something else. But it was Orexarin and Testozax, the male enhancement products. They were purchased on the 18th of December for $7.49 and $6.59. Do you recall that purchase?
For $6?
The Orexarin and the Testozax.
Yes. Okay. It was through Amazon, yes.
Okay, so that's what was purchased. You did receive enough trial charges when they were purchased. You only paid shipping and handling only. The $6.59 and the $7.49, that wasn't the price of the products. That was just to get them sent to you for a 14-day trial period. So if you did not call in and cancel within that 14-day trial period, then they billed you the full amount for those products. So that's why you see those larger charges. That's the full retail price for them. Did you dispute the charges through your bank?
Yes, I did. But because it's not fraudulent through the bank, because I bought them for $6, because I didn't want to put this as a fraudulent account, because I know I bought it for $6. What I'm disputing is the $87, $89, and the $87. Because I bought them from Amazon. There was no, like, I didn't sign anything. I didn't see anything which signed, okay, you're on trial, okay. If you don't see or put your initials here or do this, there was nothing like that.
Yeah, okay. So they wouldn't do that. Usually it's a box that you just click that states, I am of at least 18 years of age and I agree to the terms and conditions, and then they explain the terms and conditions. That's usually how you agree to them. The reason why we wouldn't be able to do anything regarding the charges that you have received is because your account is in chargeback, which means that dispute is still in progress. So at this point, you have to reach out to your bank with any questions regarding the charge, because you have put an investigation of the charges into their hands. So we're not able to touch them anymore.
So you can't, so it hasn't been charged yet?
I'm sorry?
Is the account charged yet? Did the bank pay you or not yet?
Well, it shows that it's in chargeback without a credit on here. So I don't really know at this point where they are with their investigation, but I do just see that they are at the point where they have begun to look at the charges, because it's showing chargeback on here. I'm able to see that they are in their dispute process.
Yeah, because I spoke to my bank, then my bank is telling me to call you guys, so that you guys can reverse the payment. That's what my bank is telling me.
Okay, I'm not really sure why they would advise you of that. It's probably the possibility for that is probably that they've concluded their dispute process and they've decided that you're not eligible to receive a refund through them. I'm not really sure, but I know once an account shows that it has a chargeback on it, once it shows that it's blacklisted as well, because your account does show that, we're not able to touch the charges. So if your bank's final settlement was that these charges are not fraudulent and you will not receive a refund, then that's what we have to stick with.
Because, yeah, it's not a fraudulent, yeah, but I'm just disputing the charges because there's, I didn't agree on those terms. I just bought a product from Amazon, and Amazon doesn't specify that, okay, it doesn't say agree on these terms, the 14-year trial. Amazon doesn't do that.
Okay, I do understand that. By submitting the order, that's usually how you agree to those terms and conditions. So these charges are still seen as valid, as well as the chargeback prohibits us from doing anything about the charges.
Okay, let me call my bank. Otherwise, I guess as you are saying, I guess I'm not ever going to buy products from you. And let me call my bank. If my bank can't do anything again about it, I'll close my account with it.
Okay. Well, I do apologize for that, sir. But I do thank you for calling customer support, and you enjoy the rest of your day.